Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. Back with another Weather Knots. And let's see, yesterday we were talking kind of more national scale. Today we're honing in a little bit more on more of a local scale. And I've got with me Nate. I've already forgotten how to pronounce the last name. It's tricky.
It starts
with an F.
Yeah, Falkenham, as I say. Yep.
I pause there and I'm like, Falkenham. Wait, no, that's not it. Which one is it? Nate is, tell us where you're from, Nate, a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a meteorologist at the weather forecast office in La Crosse. So across the state, a little ways from home. My role there is kind of just the day-to-day operations. You know, we're doing the 7-day forecast, we're writing the discussions, we're doing the TAFs, that sort of thing.
When did you come on up there at the office in La Crosse?
I started there in the fall of 24. I was a pathway student before that in Milwaukee for about a year and a half.
Cool. Awesome. And it's going well. You're liking it. You've been, I'm sure, a weather buff your whole life.
Yeah.
Most of us are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm loving it. It's a great spot.
Awesome. So La Crosse, you guys are, you're out here kind of for the week, hanging out in the IFP with us. So if people have questions about what you do in the weather forecast office, you're over there most of the day, right? In the IFP at the NOAA booth?
Yep. I'll be there through the afternoon today and again tomorrow. So yeah, cool. I've had some great conversations with people already.
Yeah, what's been the feedback a lot? I mean, I know some of the things that you talked about. I'm curious kind of what the feedback's been a lot from pilots.
A lot of the pilots are loving the new Aviation Weather Center website. We've gotten a lot of feedback on that one. And then they just really appreciate everything that we do in the local offices, you know, TAFs. And I've gotten some good feedback on the discussions, and they love how sometimes they get a little over the top, but a lot of the times they're easy to follow and understand what's going on.
Yeah, cool. That's good feedback. How did you decide to go this route? You have liked weather, I'm sure, for a while. I've hardly talked to a single meteorologist in the Weather Service that hasn't been like, I remember when I was 3 years old, and you know, it's just that kind of crowd. But what was your path like? Talk a little bit about like the schooling that you went through, where you went to school, and your path getting into the Weather Service.
Sure. I guess as like a basis of what it got me interested in weather was watching Storm Chasers on the Discovery Channel when I was young. You know, Reed Timmer and
Reed Timmer. Come on now. I went to school with Reed.
Really?
Wow. I went to OU. That's awesome. He was there, and I tell people we actually played like basketball a couple times.
Wow, that was pretty sweet.
Before he got famous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, cool.
Yeah. So that was kind of the start there, and you know, then I joined the Air Force and the Air National Guard here in Wisconsin right out of high school to get some weather experience right away. And I used that to pay for college. I went to UW-Madison, got my bachelor's and then a master's degree in atmospheric science there. And while I was in Madison, I was doing volunteer work and did the Pathways program in Milwaukee. And then there was a spot for me in La Crosse when I was done with that, and I've been there ever since.
That's awesome. So you are a co-focal, you're telling me. There in your office for aviation. So tell me a little bit about what you're focused on with that and kind of what some of your duties are there.
Sure. The kind of main duties are like making sure the office is familiar with like how to write TAFs, the different like when do you amend them, the local effects of the area. So like the La Crosse Regional Airport, for example, it's in a valley. And you know, coming into the fall here, we get a lot of valley fog that develops at the airport, and it's very impactful, especially in the morning hours. So there's been studies done to identify the conditions that lead to the valley fog developing. So we develop trainings on things like that, level wind shear, those impactful aviation aspects. And then just, making sure that everybody's comfortable with anything aviation. There's one other thing I was thinking of that I can't think of now.
It'll come to you.
Yeah.
It'll
it's to tools. Like oh, we have okay. We have a website with a bunch of tools and references for people to use. So
you help maintain that
yep.
and develop stuff there. Yeah. Yeah. TAF writing. I skipped TAF writing. I would write FAs. When I was up in Alaska, we'd write FAs. Wrote FAs a little bit for the Caribbean at AWC. But the challenges of writing TAFs, talk to me a little bit about kind of the pros and cons of what it's like to sit down. And how many do you write, by the way?
Our office actually only has two.
You only have two?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
It's a little bit of lighter load.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on now. That's doable.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty easy compared to some people. You know, I think Minneapolis has like eight or nine of
right.
them. So.
Right. Yeah. Two's good. But they're impactful, and they're a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me a little bit about, you mentioned that you kind of getting more familiar with localized weather. And the impacts there, that's got to be a must for writing effective TAFs because you're you're just at a scale that you've got to really hone in on all that.
Yeah, I mean, the TAF's like a 5-mile ring around the airport, so it's a pretty small area, but there's a lot of impactful like local effects, like I was saying, the Valley Fog and in La Crosse. And we also write the TAF for Rochester, Minnesota. And they have, you know, Mayo Clinic there, so they fly people in to Rochester at the airport all the time. And it gets real windy out in southeast Minnesota. It gets a little flat, start getting out in the plains. So winds are definitely a big thing to think about out there. But I think one of the most challenging aspects of writing TAFs is, like, the idea of a practically perfect TAF, you know, because you can't have the wind direction exactly right every single hour. You can't have, like, exact cloud heights necessarily. I mean, you could be close, but if you had like a 24-line TAF, that's not necessarily that useful to pilots, you know.
Who would read that, right?
Exactly, yeah. Right. It's way too much information. So trying to like group these, you know, changes, even though it's like, hey, the winds are, you know, 360 now, and maybe it'll be 340 the next hour, trying to just group that kind of changes together.
Yeah. And how often are you updating the TAFs?
We issue 4 every day at the 0Z, 6Z, 12Z, and 18Z. Mm-hmm. And then we will amend them as conditions change. So, like, for example, the Valley Fog again, because it's coming up. It's on our mind. We actually just went through a helping, like, revamp the training a little bit. The idea being that conditions didn't improve as fast as we thought they would, so we have to amend. Okay, now our thinking is it's going to be an hour later, so we'll amend the TAF as needed.
Do you get a lot of feedback on them? Do you hear from pilots or users of TAFs very much or not so much?
Not so much, yeah. It's
other stuff, right, but not the TAFs.
Yeah, other stuff. Yeah, the general like forecast, you know, temperatures, winds, you know, weather, that sort of thing, we'll get more feedback on.
Cool. So you had said that you'd been out some years ago. You were out at Oshkosh, but it's been a while?
It's been a couple of years since I've been out here, yeah.
Yeah. How's it going this year, by the way? I mean, how's it been over at the booth? And
that's been great. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of steady flow of people coming through and talking to us, asking questions, a lot of good feedback, a lot of good conversations going on here. So I'm really appreciate you having me back. It's been a great experience.
Good. Awesome. And, you know, with the severe weather earlier in the week, was your office in on that very much? Those would have kind of been on the edge of your AOR. Is that right?
Yeah. It was kind of like,
they kind of developing, I guess, over the
eastern
extent of your.
Yeah, it was kind of sitting on our eastern side, and we're in another area prime, similar to the Green Bay area here, for severe weather, and it just never really materialized. So,
well, we were grateful that it dodged Oshkosh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that worked out perfectly, and we're sorry for those that did get hit by it. But yeah, it's nice to not have to worry about that. Where do you see like your career going, other interests that you have or you know, kind of what you see down the road for you?
Right now I like my weather forecast office job. Learning a lot. I think my meteorology skills and forecasting skills have increased like tenfold at least by the time or since I've been here. But I'm starting to get more interested in like AI, artificial intelligence stuff. We have some tools that came out in the weather service that I've been kind of delving into a little bit, so maybe it's something that way, maybe merging that with aviation somehow. I'm not quite sure yet, but
see what that looks like. Yeah. I know a lot of people are like, AI, what do you think? Are you gonna have a job in 5 years?
Yeah.
It is it's amazing how it's taken off even our field.
Yeah,
a lot of application for it. Well, cool, man. It's great to talk to you. It's, you know, I hope that you're kind of just starting out in your career and everything, and There's inevitably people that every year people will come up at Oshkosh and, you know, a boy or girl, and they're kind of questions about, you know, weather's cool. You know, is there an aviator out there that doesn't think about the weather and has seen some pretty fantastic stuff, right? So it's pretty common that there's questions about how do you get into this? What do you have to study exactly? And what does that look like? And, you know, what career paths are there in the weather service and whatnot? So talk to me just in closing here about a little bit about kind of what people should be looking out for, what kind of classes, what kind of studies they're going to have to endure.
Yeah. Well, not to sugarcoat it, but it's a lot of math, a lot of physics, a lot of science. It's very math heavy. You know, we'll start just in a college aspect. You got to go through differential equations.
So fun you have times. To like,
yeah, calculus 1, 2, 3, and then differential equations. Your general physics classes, and then there's more meteorology focused. It's like thermodynamics, different like solar radiation classes, Oh, there's another one.
Was it instruments?
Instruments, yeah. So there's a lot of, like, how does the atmosphere work? How does different things influence the weather, that sort of stuff. It's a lot of math heavy, a lot of equations you got to, like, solve and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
be prepared for that if you do plan on a meteorology degree.
A lot of people are, you know, boy, you guys are, I mean, we hear this a lot, right? Oh, you guys are just, you know, good guess, didn't work out, you know, but
yeah. There
really is a lot of science, and there's a lot that is going in the process of thinking about beyond just looking at a model and just going, well, okay, yeah, this one said this or that one said that, and so off we go.
Yeah.
There's obviously a lot more to it, and boy, wouldn't it be nice if we could just nail it every time.
I know, that'd be really nice, but yeah, there's just so much, like, uncertainty in the atmosphere that you can't model at all.
The number of variables going on in the atmosphere that affect how you would predict something, you know, even just a few hours out in the case of, you know, summertime
and
air mass thunderstorms or something, is just impossible.
Yeah.
But it's fun to try. It's fun to keep after it. So, well, all the best to you, my man. And thanks for coming out, and enjoy the rest of AirVenture. You got a couple more days out. And if you would like to learn more about the weather forecast offices or the weather service in general, make sure to swing by over at the IFP. We are there. NOAA's set up, and we'd be happy to answer any questions you have or get any feedback, anything. Any questions at all, we'll do our best to get them answered. And Nate, thanks again for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Pleasure having
you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Until tomorrow, everybody, this has been Weather Knots. We'll see you tomorrow, 2 p.m. Till then.